when Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him, John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the waters, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." Through these words, may we hear a word from God. Amen. It happens this way for pastors, too. What happened with John and Jesus at the Jordan? We are the ones, we think, and others agree, ordained by God to proclaim the good news, the kingdom of God, the kingdom, as some of us like to say, the family of God. It's near. It is close. You can almost touch it. Don't you want to be part of it? This beloved community, this peaceable kingdom, where we have laid down our sword and shield down by the riverside and study war no more. Don't you want to be a part of it? This beloved community, this peaceable kingdom where somehow the wolf and the lamb have figured out how to dwell together in peace. Don't you want to be part of it? It's right here. It's so close. All you have to do is maybe open your mind and your heart. I like to think of it as a chiropractic adjustment. The beloved community, the peaceable kingdom, the reign of God is so close. If you just, I know we hate that word, change a little bit. Just a little bit. The word is repent in our scripture. It just means to turn. If you just turn a little bit, don't you want to be part of it? John would be, in Presbyterian terminology, a minister of word and sacrament, ordained by God to proclaim the reign of God is coming here and to offer care in the form of the sacrament of baptism. That's my job too. And as we have said, this afternoon will be an official service to acknowledge, yes, Gusty, that is your call, and you are ordained to it. But it happens to us too. It happens to me too, this thing that happened with John and Jesus at the Jordan. That as those of us who are ordained to this ministry go on about our life and practice of preaching and teaching and administering the sacraments, occasionally, maybe a little more than occasionally, somebody will come along whose alignment with the reign of God is so strong that we feel utterly unworthy to the call. John says, I'm unworthy even to carry the sandals of his feet. It's already happened to me here among you in just a few months. This amazing congregation of people who are praying and living radical hospitality, holistic spirituality, engaged compassion. You came up with that all on your own. Wow! Wow. More than once have I been humbled the way John is humbled. Wow. Me? No, you should be. You should be doing this for me. You should be caring for me, offering this proclamation and these sacraments for me. You're the ones who are so near to the kingdom of God. Jesus, God bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Says to John, no, it's okay. I love him. In this particular case, Jesus is thoroughly Presbyterian. Let's just do this decently and in order. I love this. It's just the right way to do it. And John is sufficiently Presbyterian to say, oh yeah, you're right, Book of Order and all that. And lo and behold, even as they are doing things decently and in order, following the rules, the heavens open. Even doing it right, the heavens open, and the Spirit of God not only is present, but is delighted and joyful. Good job, everybody. We Presbyterians like to joke about this phrase, decently and in order. For those who are in the Methodist tradition, many of my family here, those of us who are from other traditions may not be as familiar as we are with this phrase, but we are so decently and orderly in the Presbyterian Church. And yet here comes the Spirit of God breaking through all of that. Because that's what the decency and the order is meant to do. It's to open us up so that the Spirit of God can do its thing. Amen? Did I hear an amen? What, in a Presbyterian church, no less? She is a former Southern Baptist, though. Oh, was that you, Dana? Oh, she's from New York. Okay. There you go. Those wild and crazy folks up there. Yeah, amen. We do things the way we do them in the Presbyterian Church, not to squelch the Holy Spirit, but to align us to be able to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's easy to say that the decently and in order part of our tradition means rules and commandments, the checklist. It's not legit until the hands have been laid and the prayer has been said and the pixie dust has been thrown all around, and then it's legit. No, order in our tradition and ordain in our tradition has more to do with what the writer of Genesis is getting at in the first few verses, where creation is chaotic and messy. In the beginning, and when God began to create the heavens and the earth, this is from the Hebrew, earth was formlessness and void, and the Spirit of God hovered, brooded over the chaotic waters, primordial chaos. That word doesn't really translate into English. We are of primordial chaos, you and I. Oh, I'm sure your lives are all decent and orderly. On Friday, as Christopher and I were getting ready to host the out-of-town family, our lives were not decent and orderly. Whoa. Let's tell the truth. Our lives are chaos. Our world is chaos. We're hanging on by a thread. Am I right? Can I get an amen to that, sister? We're hanging on by a thread. We were at the brink of war last week. We are hanging on by a thread. Our climate is in crisis. We are hanging on by a thread. I said this in a different sermon, but I'm picking it back up today. If we think 5,000 asylum seekers at the border is chaos, wait until the sea levels rise. Wait, and then talk about chaos. Friends, we are in a world filled with chaos. And I don't know about you, but even when my life is going swimmingly, then I go to sleep and I have these chaotic dreams. Can't escape. Decently and in order, ordination in our tradition harkens back. Oh, wait, I got a chaos theorist over here. I'm probably getting it all wrong now. But I have heard someone say that you don't want to pick up your messy socks on the floor because then the ripple effects in the universe will be even more chaotic, but I digress. All I'm trying to say, is decently in order, ordination in our tradition. It's not about a hierarchy. It's not about one person who wears a fancy robe and a stole, although it's an awesome stole, Mom, she made it, being more rightly aligned with the reign of God than everyone else. It's not about the ruling elders, although they're fabulous. Dave Smith, where are you? Dave Smith will be ordained as a ruling elder. In our tradition, a ruling elder is ordained to the ministry of discernment and governance. Dave is wise, to be sure. And so are others who are not ordained to that ministry. Dave is wise. Libby and Mika and Carol Lee ordained today to the ministry of the deacon, the ministry of service and compassion. I don't know of three more compassionate people, but they're not the only ones who are compassionate. This isn't a hierarchy. It's about saying, you know what? Even at SPC, things can get pretty chaotic. Especially when we're kind of new, some of us. Even here, things might be hanging on by a thread sometimes, we feel. And so we have an order that helps us breathe, that aligns us so that the Spirit can be seen. I would argue in this passage in Matthew, the baptism of Jesus is described in other gospels, but here in Matthew, it's Jesus who sees the heavens open. It's specific to him. Now, I would argue that the Spirit was already there, and the voice of God was already there saying, "You're my beloved," but it was this order. It was this experience of finding order in chaos that allowed Jesus to see and to hear what God was already saying. And that's what we're doing today. We are ordaining Dave and Mika and Libby and Carolee so that they can help bring some order to the chaos that is our life, even in this congregation. So that as they bring some order to this chaos, we can see the heavens open and the Spirit of God descending on us, saying, oh yeah, you too. Yes, Dad, even you are God's beloved child, and God is so pleased with you. Amen.